TuneIn Radio is the one app you need for all things audio. Now with TuneIn Premium, you can listen to every single live NFL game for only $7.99 a month and get unlimited access to 40,000 audiobooks and commercial-free music, all for one low price. TuneIn Premium, all the audio you want for $7.99 a month.
Keep an eye out on the expressway where we're getting reports of a tipped-over ice cream truck that's left rocky roads in the...
Sweet Bessie, would you look at this Cyber Monday deal on Amazon right now? Ha-ha! There is no way this is going to last. You have got to get this incredible deal right now. Pull over first, of course, hands at 10 and 2 and all that stuff. Or is it 5 and 6? I forget.
This Cyber Monday Deals Week, let the deals come to you. Find thousands of deals and new ones as often as every 5 minutes at Amazon and through the app.
They said that you were wasting your time. They said it would never get you anywhere. But this holiday season, your selfie obsession might win you $25,000. That's right. All you have to do is go to a participating Cricut Wireless location, smile, snap a selfie with the Cricut character poster, and post it on Instagram or Twitter using the STSA hashtag shown on the poster. That's STSA, as in something to smile about. Come on, you know that nobody is more ready to win this than you are. You already spend your days taking kissy face selfies and gym selfies, and here I am eating pepperoni pizza selfies. Now show us your Cricut selfie. Plus, by entering, you'll also have a chance to win cool weekly prizes like a Cricut Alcatel phone with 3 months service and a $100 gift card. So smile, snap a photo, and you could win $25,000. Have the best holiday selfie ever. Cricut Wireless, something to smile about.
No purchase necessary. Sweepstakes valid at participating Cricut stores only. For official rules and a list of participating locations, visit stsasweepstakes.com.
This is the Bears fan source for breaking Bears news, the best Bears experts, and the most comprehensive Bears coverage in town. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Score Update studio, I'm Julie DeCaro. Breaking news in Major League Baseball coming out of Boston. The Globe is reporting that the Red Sox have reached an agreement to sign free agent pitcher David Price to a 7-year, $217 million contract. Price had been, he's gone. That was never going to happen.
No there.
Yeah. So he is now off the radar for the Cubs. The Blackhawks' Patrick Kane leads the NHL with 37 points and 23 assists so far this season. That's good enough for Kane to be named the league's number one star for November. Hawks broadcaster Pat Foley joined Mully and Hanley this morning. He said the Hawks need to get everyone else going on offense.
You really have said the thing, asked the question that's been prominent for most of the season here. You know, it's been a one-line team in terms of production. So, you know, you really don't want that. I mean, that line of Anisimov, Kane, and Panera has been so good. I mean, it's really been awesome and a treat to watch.
Corey Crawford gets a start tonight in goal. Puck drops on the Hawks and Wild at 7 at the United Center. Bears got the day off today. They'll return to practice tomorrow as Sunday's matchup with the 49ers is on the horizon. Elsewhere in the league, Steelers quarterback Ben Roethlisberger will remain in the concussion protocol. The Roethlisberger said on the radio today that he's ready to play. It was revealed after that he did indeed sustain a concussion this weekend. Browns quarterback Josh McCown left last night's game against Baltimore with his arm in a sling and a fractured collarbone. Mike Pettin today advised the media that McCown is done for the year. Cleveland has signed Terrell Pryor as a wide receiver and a potential number three quarterback. Bulls were back practicing today. Coach Fred Hoiberg updated the injury status of Aaron Brooks and Kirk Heinrich.
Every night could be different, and it has. You know, we've had, 15 games to this point, and we've had different lineups out there to finish games on a lot of those nights, and it's probably going to continue to be that way.
That was actually Fred Hoiberg talking about the lineups. Bulls will host Denver tomorrow night. And Tiger Woods said today he doesn't know when he'll return to golf or when he'll be able to do more than just walking. Woods has had 2 back surgeries in the last 18 months and another procedure in the same area last month. He has not started rehabilitation, doesn't know when he'll be able to do that. That's all according to the Chicago Tribune. Join Hub Arkish, Patrick Manley, and Dan Pompey broadcasting a live football pregame show from Real Time Sports in Elk Grove Village Sunday from 9 a.m. to noon. Stick around to watch the game and check out Hub Arkish, Olin Kreutz, and James Big Cat Williams broadcasting the postgame show live, brought to you by Real Time Sports. I'm Julie DeCaro, and you're listening to the new radio home for the Chicago Cubs. Starting next season, every game will be heard on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's radio home for Cubs baseball.
Boars and Bernstein, afternoons on The Score.
And next week, do you love football, Joe?
I do. I can't wait.
We're going to Cleveland next week, Baltimore and Cleveland.
Oh, my God, no!
Tonight, it's the Baltimore Ravens and the Cleveland Browns.
Ah!
You know, this is an important game to the community.
My good friend Mark Trestman, the offensive coordinator of the Ravens.
What?
You know, I worked with Trestman way back in, I don't know where, but
a hotel room in Raleigh, North Carolina.
And he's third down in one situations. Mark Trestman uses a lot of different kinds of plays.
I mean, we have a toolbox of concepts.
Let's see if he runs it right down their throat.
Easchek leading the way for West. Not going to get there.
Excuse me.
Conversation with Mark Trestman, offensive coordinator there on the sideline. Trestman's the one whose voice is being heard in the helmet speaker of Matt Schaub.
I haven't heard any of that. I didn't hear all of it. I heard a lot about most of it, but what I did hear, I did not hear any of that.
Play clock runs out.
Play game. Offense.
Game on the line. Final play of regulation. Snap is back. Ball is down. Coons into it and got blocked. Will Hill picks it up, running near sideline. He's got blocker. Touchdown, Ravens! It's a walk-off block and return.
Unbelievable.
Alabama and Auburn all over again.
And how about that for a crazy twist to end it?
The Boris and Bernstein.
Throw the man.
Chicago Sports Radio 670. The Score.
And this hour is brought to you by Blaine's Farm and Fleet.
Yeah, Mark Trestman actually drew up that punt. Yeah, Cubs were not going 7 years, I don't.
Then David Price will probably take it, too.
Yeah, you can't get mad for somebody taking it because if you negotiate it.
No, I'm never going to be mad at somebody getting $217 million if they choose to stay. I'm not going to be angry at them.
Yeah, so I know that there were some with the Cubs who had a lot of interest, some whose interest was not quite as strong, but I don't think there's anybody there that wanted to go 7 and 217.
There are not. There were not.
That's big money, boy. And you know, the Red Sox still have a roster that looks like it's...
Looks like crap.
It's certainly unfinished. And I don't know what else they're doing. I'd love...
Well, they're trying to...
they're going to swing a deal, right?
Yeah, they're trying to trade Hanley Ramirez. And I'm sure if you wanted Hanley Ramirez, good luck with that. There are others that could be thrown into that deal. I think it's open season. I mean, you can't be as bad as they were. And then for them, they just don't respond well. They're not going to say, oh, yeah, everything's fine. You stay. No. If you're interested in Hanley Ramirez and a couple other guys, hey, come on. Let's talk.
And now Ken Rosenthal is saying that Price's $31 million annual average might not be a record for long. Greinke's deal also could come soon. Dodgers versus Giants. It says 5 or 6 year deal expected.
Yeah, the Giants are afraid of age in some of their guys, and they were not as sharp as they have been, so they're willing to go out. They've got it, by the way. The Giants 100% absolutely have the money, and they kind of feel like, you know, the other thing is, even though they don't beat us in the World, I'm tired of chasing them in the division. How about if we just beat their ass? We don't have to worry about these wild cards and all the other crap we get involved in, and they think it serves a dual purpose. You hurt the Dodgers, and you help yourselves. And you know, Greinke will go. It's not like he feels this loyalty.
Speaking of which, I think we've learned the limitation of any of your Joe Madden recruiting fantasies. Because even though he and Price are buddies, that at some point, they, as much as they love each other, people love money more than they love people.
Well, if I know Joe. Like Price knew him. He stood beside him all the time. When he wasn't pitching, he was generally standing, either, if not alongside of him, sitting close to him and talking the game. And they were looking at the game. And I you know, they always, and I'm sure they just weren't talking nonsense. I'm sure they're talking some of the game. And what's what? Why'd you do this? And what's going on here? And what are we doing here? I think there's a genuine friendship there. And I don't think friends get mad at each other over business stuff. Like this.
No, I'm not saying they're mad at each other. No, I don't think ever. No. Never.
No. Is he a great? Sure, it's a great recruiting tool, but that's not what moves the meter. That's not what moves the meter. What the Red Sox did moves the meter.
Yeah, $31 million
that
a year.
That moves the meter.
How many starts does he make in a year? 30?
He averages right around there, 32 maybe.
So every time he walks out there, it's $1 million. Think about that.
That's worth it to me.
That's worth it. And you know what? You still want to text Joe Madden every once in a while? You can feel free to do that.
Oh, yeah. He'll 100%.
I'd love to know what the Red Sox said to Price about what their plan was, because you know they had to tip their hand a little bit. I'd love to know what they said.
Yeah, they're so bad, I don't know where to attack it.
They could say, I know this looks odd now, but here's what we're doing.
Here. Yeah, they're so bad, I'd like to know, too. I don't know how you attack it.
And I'd also like to overlay sort of Price's average batted balls on that park.
Yeah, they heard they said, hey, it looks really bad right now, but here's $31 million a year for the next 7 years.
Oh, it looks better now.
How's that look to you?
It looks better.
And right. Hey, we got nothing else for you. Is that what it is, Maddie? Like, move on. We just told you.
Yeah, I mean, that's a lot of money.
That's it for me.
You know, I'm not sure if teams, including the Cubs, are willing to go that long of a contract. And that's, you know, I wonder how much more money he's getting from the Red Sox than other teams are willing to offer. So
yeah, at this point from our guy Mike Berardino, who says over the past 16 months now, Dave Dombrowski has traded for David Price, traded him away, and now signed him as a free agent. That's right.
That's exactly right. Well, there was a, you know, I forgot all about that. There was a hit. They got along, too.
Mm-hmm.
David Price, the guy who gets along with most people. You know what I mean? He's like your America's baseball friend. He gets along with everybody. So I'm sure they struck up a relationship. For that money, you know what? Between Joe Madden, you know, you love Joe Madden. I want to know the guy who's got all the money. I want a relationship with him.
Yeah, that's just not reasonable to go for $31 million a year. I didn't my God.
Hey, we thought about it, but
good Lord, man, that's a lot. I think for that
a load.
That's too much. I'm a huge David Price fan. It was certainly
yeah, I am too. I don't know that I'm that big of a fan. And I knew that the Cubs had been looking at this and thinking about this, and that the offers. That's why I never mentioned him, because I thought that he was sort of not in play for him anymore. I didn't want to say it, but I just didn't think so. You notice I haven't talked about him at all, because mm-hmm. I didn't. You know, early, yes. Late, no. Didn't think so. There's nothing that I saw or heard from my guy that indicated the Cubs were at all, you know, like pushing.
Yeah, I wonder
to make sure. Because if you're pushing to make sure, then you're talking about more than that.
I wonder if that's ever happened before for a general manager to do something like that. Baseball money. God, baseball money is something. A point made by Buster Olney, who says the Red Sox wound up paying $140 million more for David Price to be their ace than they offered John Lester in the spring of 2014.
Wow.
If you got it, you got it, right?
You got it. You know they got it. Yeah. Look, the one thing you know for sure is that when the Red Sox suck, they were last place. Were they finished last?
I think so.
Yeah. Well, you know when that happens, what happens? You know damn well.
Yep.
It's a full-on frontal assault, man. They're not going to finish last again.
There is a statement released here to the NFL from the Patriots and the Gronkowski family. It's like the Paterno family.
No, they're not quite like that.
Regarding Rob Gronkowski's injured right knee. This Ian Rappaport has this. During Sunday night's game, Rob Gronkowski sustained a bone bruise / sprain of his right knee. His status will be evaluated on a week-to-week basis and listed accordingly on the practice participation and injury reports. There is no timetable for his readiness to return, which will be determined in the days or hours prior to the appropriate game. Any timetable reported prior to that final determination would be speculative. That's them saying, we ain't telling you nothing. And when they say the Gronkowski family...
Is that signed John Fox?
But the... What is it like he doesn't have a family of his own, does he? It's like his parents are doing PR for him?
His brothers.
His
brothers.
No, seriously.
Yeah.
Okay, because he's not married.
No, he's not married.
Okay, he didn't have, all right.
He's married to his job.
I didn't know that they...
And to the... And he likes to shack up on off weekends with a porn star.
He does like the occasional porn star.
Mm-hmm.
What was her name? The little blonde.
Yeah, little blonde thing. I don't know. I have no idea who she was, but I saw the name and it didn't register with me anymore, like some of the old ones would have. But I have no idea who it was. But
well, the old ones that you know are long.
They're
retired.
Long gone.
Long retired.
Yeah. They're retired.
They're at the island of misfit old used up porn stars. What was her name? Oh, BB Jones. That was her name, right?
Wasn't B.B. King. I don't think anyone did B.B. King. You got a story. Where'd you go, Gronk? B.B. King's house? Oh, okay.
I think that's
all right, big stroker.
I've never heard of her either.
But no, I don't know who that is, but that's what he likes to do. That's what he likes to do. He feels it harmless.
It probably is.
That's what I think, too.
I just didn't know that there was like a statement from the family about him.
Well, there's also a statement about the porn star. They also got together and decided a statement on that. I don't know what they're doing. I just think they're tired of it all. But my guess would be, you know, and it's like most guesses, strictly speculative.
Mm-hmm.
My guess would be he will return in 3 weeks. He will take 2 weeks off and see where he's at. But my guess would be he'll be back in 3 weeks because the Patriots, despite others who I've heard other voices on this very station, not regular guys, but just guys who do drop in an occasional sports minute, believe that the Patriots are damn near lingering near death now because of this. And I don't disagree with that to some extent, but I don't think they're in danger of falling out of that comfy home perch for the playoffs.
And then the emailer says that B.B. Jones quit porn and then she got back into porn.
Well, then she's still a porn star.
Right, because apparently because she likes porn.
Okay. We have no... We're not arguing against porn.
No.
No. I that's fine.
She seems cute enough.
Yeah.
Enjoy.
She's a delightful sprite. I don't know what that means.
I'm not sure what you mean by that. I don't know what your standards are for delightfulness of your various sprites.
Well, she's about 3 feet tall and rising.
Mike on the West Side, you're on the Score.
Hey, fellas. I hope y'all had a nice holiday.
You too, my friend.
I want Johnny Cueto to come here so I can buy me a Bob Marley wig and have him come out with some of his music. I want him to come to Chicago. Excite the crowd a little bit. I like that picture.
A vote for Johnny Cueto. Well, he's
Cueto.
He's definitely interesting. I'm just not sure how good he is.
You know, Mike, at the end of the day, they're going to land two starters. Two brand new starters will be on your Cubs roster. Thanks as always. And that's the first time in how long that nobody's been hot garbage.
Wow.
Mike.
That's...
Your streak is over.
That's a great point. That was a call from Westside Mike. No hot garbage whatsoever.
Nobody was hot garbage. Westside Mike, you got to start a new streak.
I don't think it was Westside Mike.
Yes, it was.
It couldn't have been. I will argue against that. And the Exhibit A, no invocation of hot garbage. Horst and Bernstein with Pete Futek joining us in a little over 20 minutes. Talk some college football. We've got
Nebraska.
Some things. Yeah, he still thinks they're in the playoff with that
going to a bowl game.
Dog-ass quarterback. My
God, he's
so horrible. You have the score.
Streaming on 670thescore.com is brought to you by thehomeloanexpert.com.
This is Jim Rome with the CBS Sports Minute. The NCAA announced yesterday they will extend bowl eligibility to 5 schools to fill the required 80. So now the NCAA is extending eligibility to teams with losing records. What is the thrill of getting a golden ticket if they made so many golden tickets that they're now just handing them out to anybody who wants one? Bowl games are not participation certificates. We're not supposed to give them to just anybody. But now with every .com sponsoring a bowl, there's not enough eligible teams. Thus, we're going to get San Jose State versus South Alabama in the JumpTheShark.com bowl. In other words, if your team won as many games as they lost and they know how to strap on a helmet, put shoes on the correct feet, and do not choke on their own mouthpieces, then congratulations, you're bowl eligible. I'm Jim Rome.
TuneIn Radio is the one app you need for all things audio. Now with TuneIn Premium, you can listen to every single live NFL game for only $7.99 a month and get unlimited access to 40,000 audiobooks and commercial-free music, all for one low price. TuneIn Premium, all the audio you want for $7.99 a month.
1-877 Cards for Kids. K-A-R-S Cards for Kids. 1-877 Cards for Kids. Donate your card today.
1-877 Cards for Kids.
KARS Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, go to carsforkids.com. That's cars with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 Cars for Kids. KARS Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
Guys, Christmas is coming. This year, go with a win-win. Give her something that will make her feel hot and heat up your holiday as well. The super warm, world-famous Hoodie Footy by Pajamagram. Because let's face it, it's hard to be hot when she's freezing cold. Oh, buddy. The Hoodie Footy is the ultimate solution. It combines the warmth of a hoodie with the coziness of footy pajamas. Head-to-toe warmth means she'll be hot in no time, and I mean no time. You can find all Hoodie Footy styles at Pajamagram.com. Each Hoodie Footy has a draw string hood. Perhaps most important, though, is the full zip front. Imagine getting to open that up, especially if you opt for the sweet and sexy gift set. That includes a Hoodie Footy and Sexy Midnight Fantasy. Buy both today at Pajamagram and save $60. That's right, I said $60. You don't even have to wrap, because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging. Christmas delivery, of course, guaranteed. Visit Pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs. Make it a Hoodie Footy holiday, and please tell them the score sent you. I love you so much.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. Deck the halls and break out the platters, because Sam's Club has what you need to wow your guests, like jumbo frozen fully cooked shrimp, just $7.24 a pound. Try a delightful fruit and cheese party tray for just $3.98 a pound. Add a little crunch with some all-natural walnuts, $5.99 per pound. Stop in and get big savings for your next get-together. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better in the club. See club for details.
Any Tom, Dick, or Harry can tell you that GEICO could save you money on car insurance. But since money talks, why not go straight to the source?
Hey, Harry's Money here. And the day Harry went to GEICO.com and switched his car insurance was the day I got to hang around. Finally, boys bonding, bada bing, bada boom. No wonder GEICO has 97% customer satisfaction. Personally, I give him 100, but that's just my 2 cents. That was funny.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Black Friday savings are still at the Home Depot with the Samsung stainless steel French door refrigerator for just $998. You save over $800. Give yourself a holiday upgrade with bright LED lighting and capacity for 26 bags of groceries. However you build cheer, holiday hosting just got easier. Let's do this. Get Black Friday savings now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Prices valid after discount, also available in black or white, while supplies last, valid through December 2nd, U.S. only.
Hey, it's Flo, and this is my impression of someone who is terrible at giving directions. So you get on the 506, or it's the 605, and on the left past the new food truck, but not the new one, there's a six-way stop that's kind of like comparing Progressive's direct rate with our competitors' rates on Progressive.com, but not. Then take a right at the tree that looks like that guy from that show. You know, that guy that does the thing, and everyone's like, ha-ha!
Directing you to rates in one place at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
This is a special alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers on back taxes, resulting in back taxes reduced by thousands of dollars. An open phone line has been established by Federal Tax Relief for consumers to call and see if you qualify for this reduction to ensure your financial stability during this decline in the economy. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199. If you owe back taxes to the IRS, there is no need to fear anymore. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers, resulting in tax debts reduced by thousands of dollars. For your free information and to see if you qualify for your reduction, call the Federal Tax Relief Hotline. 1-800-237-2199. 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199.
If you or someone you know is addicted to drugs or alcohol, please store this number or call right now. 1-800-417-7740. That's 1-800-417-7740. By calling the Addiction Rehab Specialist, you're taking the first steps to recovery. Their advisors are ready to match you with a proven five-star treatment center that will help you end your drug or alcohol addiction once and for all. Don't waste any more time with drugs or alcohol. Your future is still a bright place. Let the Addiction Rehab Specialist help you break your addiction to drugs and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential, and if you have private insurance, there'll be little to no cost to you. Even if you've already been to treatment, give us a call. There's no need to let drugs and alcohol ruin your life. Take the first step now. Call the Addiction Rehab Specialist at 1-800-417-7740. That's 1-800-417-7740. 1-800-417-7740.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
And if you missed the news here on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score, the Cubs will not be featuring David Price in their starting rotation next season, as some believe they would be.
But not for that money.
$10 million?
Yeah, if you told me $31 million a year, no. I was going to use the term unreasonable, but there's no such thing when the market just decides. And then whatever they throw at Samardzija or Cueto or whoever is going to look like a bargain in comparison.
Is there much left after those two? I mean, Jordan Zimmermann is gone, which was, I thought, for a very reasonable price. Pardon the expression. I mean, I thought... Pretty good value on him.
Now it's Greinke, Cueto.
But Greinke's kind of involved with just two teams. I mean, maybe because some. But then he's another guy that's up in that same neighborhood.
Oh, he'll
even
get it.
Even at 32.
He'll get it. So Cueto turned down 6-120 from the Diamondbacks.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And he's an old damn Diamondbacks.
And he's 29 years old. I'm not sure if. You might be better off trying to find yourself a center fielder or a leadoff hitter and plug Samardzija in there and just see if you can move a couple guys down another notch and make do with what you have. Because that way, that's still a pretty formidable rotation, assuming Arrieta, Lester, Samardzija, and then your Hendricks Hamill situation. Or maybe you got...
Which I don't know what that situation is, but I think the Cubs are going to sign two. I think they're going to get
trade for one. They'll acquire two. Well,
Whatever happens, they will have two new starters. Whether it's by trade or free agency, they will have two new starters. Will they be great? It doesn't look like it. I mean, and at least not number one, number two. I mean, you already have that. So, I mean, they're just trying to avoid that playoff thing they had to do. You pitch three innings, and then you come on. You pitch one, and you pitch two, and you pitch. So, I mean, they're just trying to avoid, like, giving yourself the awful feeling in a game three of a series.
I think avoidance of awful feeling is one way to look at it.
Well, that's the way I would look at it. Precisely the way I look at it.
Yeah, and you saw, even against the Cardinals, Hendricks was going along swimmingly, and then it was like, home run, get him out of there.
And then, oops, he had to go.
And then the trust for Hamill was, you threw a couple of pitches, I don't like it, you're coming out of here, and then Hamill's all mad about it.
Yeah, he was mad. He was really angry a couple times, I'm told. But I you know what?
You can see it. He's standing there yelling at him.
Yeah, but he was mad later on, too. He was quite a dude about the whole thing. And much after the fact, was still angry. So, I don't want to mess up Matt's guy, because, you know, the little spot pitcher's Matt's guy. But I just can't have all those home runs. I just can't expect I'm going to get a 7-run lead every time. I just can't do that. I mean, I got to have... If I have reliable 3 and 4 that I know in September and October, I can call on them and I say, you know what? I'm still good with this. Because remember, for much of the season, you could still call on them.
Mm-hmm.
And they did. But when it got when push comes to shove, they couldn't and didn't. At least a very short thing. I mean, they would like somebody they could just, you know.
And here, Bob Nightingale says the St. Louis Cardinals finished as runner-up in the David Price sweepstakes. Who's telling him that?
Holy crap.
That surprises me that the Cardinals would hang in there. I mean, it's always very easy to say after that, oh, yep, you know, hey, by the way, Bob, you know, we were right in there at the end. But
well, he'd write it if you told him.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they have money, right? They have some cash.
You know, the Cardinals have money, and it could have been maybe his agent.
They were shaky.
I mean, maybe his agent mentioned that. You don't know who.
Yeah, but weren't the Cardinals a little shaky? Aren't they the kind that sticks their nose in where you don't expect it to be stuck?
Sure.
I mean, I thought their whole thing was a little bit when it came down to the playoffs, didn't you? I mean, can you count Adam Wainwright looked fine when there's a couple innings here or there, but I mean, I don't know if he can come back to be Adam Wainwright again. I just look at it and I say, yeah, it's great that you've developed these guys and you have them and they're okay, but in the playoffs, they weren't. They weren't.
I'm just wondering how this accelerates the market here. Is this the one that everybody was waiting for that sort of breaks the logjam? Because it's got to be the top is now set, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I think it does.
And then the Greinke deal, they can go off of this one and figure this out, and then everybody just sort of slides into place because the Zimmerman deal didn't start anything.
No, that didn't start anything. I just thought that was a really nice price for him.
Although his numbers last year were not anything that jumped off the page at you.
Yeah, but who would you sooner start in the third game of a playoff series?
Between who and whom?
Jason Hamill.
Oh, we talk about the No.
I'm only looking at one team. I'm looking at the Cubs. The White Sox want to have a playoff game to worry about.
I thought you were comparing him to another one of the free agent
pitchers. No. I'm looking at a third game of a playoff series.
Yeah, but that's why the Samardzija thing is that constitutes an upgrade too. Absolutely.
Yeah. So I don't think you have to go off the charts crazy in your head. So I mean, if you can fill in that with two guys you can trust, I think the Cubs will come away happy.
Scoreboard update.
It's 4:30 in the Score Update studio. I'm Julie DeCaro. The Bulls are back practicing today after a big win over San Antonio last night at home. Coach Fred Hoiberg updated the injury status of Aaron Brooks and Kirk Heinrich.
Aaron Brooks went through most of the stuff. I'm not sure he'll be ready tomorrow. Heinrich was out there as well, but again, kind of half speed going through his stuff. But it was good to get him back on the court. The next step towards getting him back playing in games.
Hoiberg also said there's no structural damage to Jimmy Butler's heel, just a bruise, and that Butler will play through the pain. Bulls take on Denver tomorrow night. Blackhawks host the Wild tonight at home. Corey Crawford will be in the net when the puck drops on this one tonight at 7. Patrick Kane was named the NHL's number one star for November. Bears get the day off today. They'll begin preparing for Sunday's matchup with the 49ers tomorrow. The Patriots and Rob Gronkowski released a statement today saying Gronkowski sustained a bone bruise / sprain of his right knee during Sunday's game. His status will be evaluated week to week, and there's no timetable yet for his return. Cleveland's Josh McCown is done for the year with a fractured collarbone. And in college football, Illinois told WCIA today that they will gladly accept a bowl bid at 5-7 if one is offered to them. Finally, in hot stove action, Red Sox have reached an agreement to sign free agent pitcher David Price to a 7-year, $217 million contract. No deferred money, 3-year opt-out. That's a record deal for a pitcher. It tops Clayton Kershaw's deal by $2 million, according to John Heyman. Cardinals were the runner-up in the David Price sweepstakes, says Bob Nightingale. Join the Score's Lawrence Holmes with a special Chicago Bears guest, Lance Briggs, broadcasting live tonight from Morrison Roadhouse in Niles for the Miller Lite Top Draft Show. Enter for your chance to win tickets to an upcoming game in the Miller Lite Loft at Soldier Field. Brought to you by Miller Lite, now back in the original can. It's Miller time. I'm Julie DeCaro. You're listening to the new radio home for the Chicago Cubs. Starting next season, every game will be heard on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's radio home for Cubs baseball.
Yeah, I'm just looking for somebody I can trust in a game 3 and 4. I can't do this again. I can't, lose confidence in guys and not want to start them and turn your back the minute the game starts because you don't want to watch them pitch. I mean, I think that at that price, not the price, not his price, but Jordan Zimmerman's price, I'd have been in on that one. I'd have been in on that one.
You got somebody angry here on Twitter. This is Paul, who says, so it's as difficult to quit porn as it is to quit smoking, and having sex with porn stars on the weekend is probably harmless?
What?
Well, I think you might be a crazy person, and if Rob Gronkowski wants to have sex with porn stars, yes, it's probably harmless. What's the harm? He's not married.
Yeah, that's why he does it. That's why he doesn't seek out weirdness and things that could bring you grief. He likes her, and
They were buddies. They hung out together. They took pictures of themselves and their perfect bodies dressed in various stages of dress and undress.
I was in the background flexing.
Why is it anything but harmless? Who's he hurting?
Yeah, answer that question, but you don't want him back on your Tinder. You don't want him sending more of that dope.
And she got that dumb. She got back into porn because she wanted to be in porn. Where did I read an article the other day that I think it might have been Slate.com? Huge problems for the porn industry in that it's cannibalizing itself because there are a handful of groups that seem to own all these the aggregating websites where the expensive to make professional content is then pirated and uploaded to sites that are owned by the people that are producing it in the first place. And apparently there's no money for the actors anymore and very little money for the directors because they're competing with the sheer amount of free availability and people that just want to film themselves and upload it somewhere. And the people don't really care what they're getting or from whom they're getting it, and they have no way to enforce any of the copyright laws. That many of the porn producers whose stuff is being pirated, they can't tell who's doing the pirating, who's uploading all these clips, and they can't really fight it, so there's nothing they can do about it.
I think Gronk could identify the pirate.
Yar! This is the porn pirate! Sailing the...
Maybe he's right. We'll agree. It's horribly harmful to him. Boy, oh boy. It's just the worst thing that could happen to him. Otherwise, it's somebody almost de-legging him. He's lives that easy lifestyle, and then he takes a chance like that. You realize how many people have pounded him over the years? Not in that way, but I mean, the injuries he's had.
Yo soy fiesta.
Yes.
Does the porn pirate raise the jolly, jolly Roger?
No.
No?
No.
He just drops his pants?
That's what he does.
The porn pirate. Sailing the seas.
That's all the fireworks.
Raise the jolly, jolly Roger. No. Just drop your pants and get over there.
Raise the jolly, jolly Roger. Yes,
not just the jolly one, the jolly, jolly
Come
one.
Come to see them
That's
again.
That's even better.
He'll
Pete Futek is next talking college football stuff and things. He's an odd man, but
he
we
an
love
odd
him.
Man.
He's next on the score.
Molly here for the Molly and Hanley Show, mornings 5 to 9. Up next for your 5 and 6 Bears, it's the 49ers. Hey, do the Bears actually have a shot at the playoffs? Get the 500 first. We've got all the specifics, the breaking news, everything leading up to the game. Keep it here on Sports Radio 67 The Score and 67thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears.
Hey, it's Flo, and this is my impression of someone who is terrible at giving directions. So you get on the 506, or it's the 605, and on the left past the new food truck, but not the new one, there's a six-way stop that's kind of like comparing Progressive's direct rate with our competitors' rates on progressive.com, but not. Then take a right at the tree that looks like that guy from that show. You know, that guy that does a thing and everyone's like, ha-ha!
Directing you to rates in one place at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
Chicago.org/heart.
Hey, Terry Boers here.
Hey there, buddy. It's Matt Abaticola.
How are you, my friend?
I am doing well. How are you?
I'm great. And you know what we've been doing for the last couple weeks, Matty? We've been telling people about our new friends at Mattress Firm. And now we want to be more particular with some of the things that are going on, such as right now, the huge year-end savings on the best brands. We're not talking about off brands. We're talking about the best brands.
And listen, let's be honest, fellas. If you're a regular listener to this show, it's pretty much a guaranteed thing that the only thing you're doing at night on your mattress is sleeping on it. All right? So you might as well get the most comfortable mattress, get the best mattress possible. And right now, you can get up to $300 in Mattress Firm bonus cash, good towards frames, accessories, and delivery when you purchase select Tempur-Pedic mattress sets, the best mattress in America.
And the best thing, Mattress Firm guarantees you'll always get their lowest price on your mat, or your mattress is free. Let me repeat that. You will get the lowest price, otherwise your mattress is free.
And our friends over at Mattress Firm, they know mattresses. They know how to help you save money and shop happy. They even invented their own shopping system, Comfort by Color, to make finding your new mattress easy and enjoyable. So you just go in there, let them help you. They'll find out what mattress you need, what's best for your lifestyle, the comfort level you need, the price point you need. And also, you can sleep happy, 0% APR for 3 years. And they guarantee it, like Terry said, lowest price or your mattress is free. So go to mattressfirm.com for complete finance information and find the store nearest you.
This is a special alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers on back taxes, resulting in back taxes reduced by thousands of dollars. An open phone line has been established by Federal Tax Relief for consumers to call and see if you qualify for this reduction to ensure your financial stability during this decline in the economy. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199. If you owe back taxes to the IRS, there is no need to fear anymore. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers, resulting in tax debts reduced by thousands of dollars. For your free information and to see if you qualify for your reduction, call the Federal Tax Relief Hotline, 1-800-237-2199. 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199.
If you or someone you know is addicted to drugs or alcohol, please store this number or call right now. 1-800-417-7740. That's 1-800-417-7740. By calling the Addiction Rehab Specialist, you're taking the first steps to recovery. Their advisors are ready to match you with a proven five-star treatment center that will help you end your drug or alcohol addiction once and for all. Don't waste any more time with drugs or alcohol. Your future is still a bright place. Let the Addiction Rehab Specialist help you break your addiction to drugs and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential, and if you have private insurance, there'll be little to no cost to you. Even if you've already been to treatment, give us a call. There's no need to let drugs and alcohol ruin your life. Take the first step now. Call the Addiction Rehab Specialist at 1-800-417-7740. That's 1-800-417-7740. 1-800-417-7740.
TuneIn Radio is the one app you need for all things audio. Now with TuneIn Premium, you can listen to every single live NFL game for only $7.99 a month and get unlimited access to 40,000 audiobooks and commercial-free music, all for one low price. TuneIn Premium, all the audio you want for $7.99 a month.
Big news! The new Sprint LTE Plus network is faster than Verizon and AT&T based on analysis of a recent study by Nielsen. And to celebrate, we're inviting you to join Sprint for the biggest offer in U.S. wireless history. Switch to Sprint and save 50% on most Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile rates. Yep, you heard that right. No gimmicks, no tricks. You have Verizon 6 gigs for $60, 30 with Sprint. And if you have 15 gigs for $100 from AT&T, 50 with Sprint. Even if you have T-Mobile's 10 gigs for $80, we'll give it to you for 40. And we won't force you to watch video in low def. Oh, and one more thing. Thanksgiving through Cyber Monday, don't miss the half-price lease on the 32-gig Samsung Galaxy S6, only $9 a month. Visit a Sprint store or Sprint.com/save50%.
Offer coverage not available everywhere. Offer discounted phones excludes taxes, surcharges, roaming, and premium content. Subject to new line $36 activation fee. Credit valid for it. Galaxy S6 requires 24-month lease for well-qualified buyers. No secure deposit. If you cancel, remaining device payments are due. Plans may not be exact match. See website for eligible plans. Offer ends 1/7/16. Savings through 1/8/18. Exclusions and restrictions apply.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Keith Futek.
I love him. My daddy loved him. His daddy loved him.
Managing editor of CampusInsiders.com.
I love football. Love it. Love it. I think it's the last bastion of hope for toughness in America in men, in males.
Publisher of CollegeFootballNews.com.
Bad snap. Foul. Up. Here come the Spartans down the sideline. Racing into the end zone. The Spartans win again. The Spartans win again.
George, what a call.
I don't know what to say. I am struggling to deal with what I just saw.
Hi, aficionado.
Was that pie I smell?
Pete Futek.
He's a friend of the program.
Pete Futek with Boers and Bernstein on 670 The Score.
And at 442 on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score, there are a lot of important voices in college football, but none more important than our next guest.
Yeah, and if you don't enjoy his cavalcade of whimsy that he writes, then you don't like things.
You don't like people.
You don't like people, and you don't like things, because it's at collegefootballnews.com. I get it via Twitter, because I follow him on Twitter, at Pete Futek. And I'm telling you, when I say he's
insane.
Well, but in that way.
In a good way?
Yeah, in the way that we like, in that he's... It just flows a little differently than other pieces of writing, as we've talked about in the past. And you'll learn something. You get to the end of it, and you're not quite sure what happened, but you know a little bit more than you did about college football. He joins us on the Grossinger Lincolnwood Hotline. Find over 4,000 vehicles at grossingerdeals.com. And Pete, I was thinking about you because when we talked before about possibly expanding the college playoff, your core belief had always been no, because some of these conference championship games are going to take care of that themselves, and you're going to have de facto semifinals or quarterfinals, which in fact we have, at least in the case of the Big Ten.
Yeah, and for the most part, if you can't get into the top four, it's your fault. Like, okay, we can, you know, argue here and there about maybe an Ohio State here or maybe another team, Notre Dame, if it's one of the best teams there. But the reality is, you know how this goes. If you go undefeated, you're going to get in this playoff. So it's kind of a harsh criteria, but it's kind of nice because now at least it makes the regular season meaningful. And, you know, 2 years ago, we'd be talking right now about, well, if Iowa and Clemson win this weekend, there's your national championship. It doesn't then Oklahoma and Alabama would just be playing for giggles. You know, so now you at least have a true playoff where you can get four teams in. And it makes these makes Notre Dame Stanford meaningful. It makes these conference championship games meaningful. And, you know, now that, you know, we're trying to, on this side of the world, start to talk about the college basketball side where nobody cares a lick about it for another 3 months because the regular season is completely meaningless. At least in college football, every week does sort of matter. So it makes it more fun.
And we've got this situation where you have the conference without the championship game, and hell, Oklahoma's nicely nestled in, Pete. I mean, you don't have to worry about anything. They're free, they're easy, and they're not slipping out of it no matter what happens.
Now, I've been saying this ever since last year. Oh, they need a conference champion. No, they don't.
No, they don't.
Because, well, for two reasons. One, because of just this. You're now done, yep. And you've got your one true champion. But more importantly, you take away the fluke factor because Alabama, as great as Alabama is, if Florida wins this weekend, the SEC might be out. You know, if, you know, the Pac-12 is out at this point, but if you have like the ACC, there's a chance if, you know, North Carolina wins, the ACC might be out. So if you have an actual Big 12 championship game and it happens to have a three-loss team versus a one-loss team, and that three-loss team wins, you're screwed. So you might as well have a one-loss team in there, and you're taking your chances. And, yeah, you have a better chance of getting a team in than not.
Well, you mentioned Ohio State. Where's that been? Where's that kind of effort, that kind of dominant performance?
Yeah, beat you up.
Yeah, why has it taken so long? I mean, we're constantly questioning whether or not they've been able to step on the gas, or they were certainly able to in that game.
Reading way too much into this, I if they were to have played for the national championship this year, which I think they're out no matter what, but that you're talking about 30 games in 15 months. This is a team that's played a lot of college football games, and I think I've mentioned before where I kind of equated to almost like the Miami Heat of a few years ago. It's like, all right, let's get through the regular season, and then we'll turn it on. Well, they got to 10-0, and when it was time to turn it on, the coaching staff just gagged. I mean, that Michigan State game, they said there's not a chance that this team without Connor Cook is going to beat us, or he's going to go defense and running game and special teams. And it all worked, except they just didn't win. And then they're like, all right, wait a minute, let's actually try now. And it's too late. So, yeah, great. You're one of the four best teams in college football, but they're not going to play in the playoff because they didn't win their own division, much less their conference. And no chance, I think, the college football playoff committee is going to put them in.
It brings up that old saw, I love this, Pete, about the fact that if I'm coaching, God forbid that I would be coaching anything, but if I were, I would not want that school's quarterback or another game or their best player, anyone to be missing when we played. I don't want my guys to think for 1 second this is an easy day. I don't want to do a damn thing that distracts from whatever. And I'm not saying that's what happened, but I've seen it before where this kind of crap happens and you go, where were you? And then the next week you beat the crap out of Jim Harbaugh.
Yeah, they played not to lose. I mean, and they played well on defense, and the special teams were phenomenal. They came up with a couple big punts, and they came up with a big play to turn into points. They just forgot to give the ball to Zeke Elliott, didn't take any shots down the field. And again, they just played it way too conservative. They messed it up, and they got tagged for it. So the problem is you know, it'll be interesting to see how this works in theory with the College Football Playoff Committee, because how they're supposed to do this is they're supposed to say they're supposed to know college football above, and be above everything else and say, you know what, these are the four best teams in college football no matter what. And we could argue to death, all right, this team lost to this team, this team lost to this. They're supposed to be able to say, you know what, Alabama, Ohio State, let's say Oklahoma and Clemson. Those are your four best teams. Forget about everyone else. And I just don't think they're going to make that sort of statement.
No.
Notre Dame and Stanford was pretty special.
Hell of a game.
That's about as fun as it gets. I mean, that's, you know, with everything on the line, you have a controversial play at the end, which, you know, it goes Notre Dame's way until it doesn't, where Kizer was actually down. And had he been down, then he'd probably score the next play, and then Stanford doesn't have enough time to go. And then you have the great drive coming back, and it was just a phenomenal game all the way around. And, you know, we talked about Oklahoma before, but you want to talk about dodging a bullet. And this is the thing that the playoff committee is going to have to sort of figure out down the road, even though they're not going to do this. But they need this criteria in place. If Notre Dame had won that game, you'd have had the mother of all arguments coming up, because
you would have had, because
Oklahoma was the one team who's in right now. You'd say, yeah, great, you're playing really well, but you lost to Texas. Meanwhile, Notre Dame beat Texas, and Notre Dame's one loss, if let's say Clemson wins this weekend, would be the number one undefeated team in the country. You know, so it would be a real hard argument to say that, yeah, you know what, Oklahoma, you deserve to be in over 11-1 Notre Dame. So that kick really kind of saved a lot of people that weekend.
And Oklahoma, by the way, you know, I watched them, and it's probably no reflection because it's Oklahoma State, and who knows how good they were. I know they're hardly rated, all that stuff, Pete. But, I mean, they cleaned house down the stretch, Oklahoma. You can't take anything away from them and say, well, I don't know if they belong. Yeah, I think they do.
Yeah, absolutely. And here's the problem, though, going forward, is that one of the hard things to do is actually figure out what teams are going to look like a month from now.
Yeah.
Because it's figuring out bowl games is a guess to begin with, because you're trying to figure out, okay, who cares, who tries, you know, which teams are healthier. So that all changes up. But with playoff games, you know the effort's not going to be a problem. It's just a question of who's going to get healthier fastest. And the other thing when you're talking about college kids is, Who loses that mojo? Who loses their timing? You know, who just doesn't have that sort of thing that they've got going on at the end of the season where everything's kind of clicking, yep, and they have to start from scratch a month from now. So it's going to be hard to kind of figure out who that, you know, if Oklahoma can stay that hot. But absolutely, they have looked strong enough down the stretch where they can be in the Final Four, and there's not a problem with that.
So Illinois takes Bill Cubitt from interim to more interim.
Yeah, you know, ideal.
They hire him. They say it's not ideal. But they sort of admit that he's interim. They've got the interim AD. I don't really know if there is a plan, but it certainly looks like the argument can be made that the program is set back more than the actual 2 years under Cubitt because of recruiting issues that they expect to have with him, and the fact that whoever you would hire at that point, when whatever outs you have in that deal, when you get done with him, your new guy is going to need an opportunity to bring in his people. I just don't know what punting their program has accomplished.
Yeah, you can get the 12 Illinois head coaches for the cost of David Price at this point. I think what it does, and there's a couple different ways to look at this if you're Illinois. One is that you were hoping beyond all reasonable hope that maybe that would have settled everything in and Illinois would have been able to rise up and win last week. And then all of a sudden you get that bowl game and you start to you basically pay off.
They're going
to
have a bowl game anyway.
Yeah, and now they're going to go to a bowl game anyway at 5-7. So for continuity, it's all right, I guess, but you're right. It kills recruiting because you can't go into anyone's house and say, yeah, I'm going to be your coach 4 years from now, because you're not. So it means a lot of JUCO players coming in, and it really sort of means that, all right, it's an easy buyout. If it doesn't work or if something else comes along, you just say, you know what, it's a cheap out. Here's a couple of bucks. Go on your merry way, and, you know, you Rick Renteria it, and you go find someone else who's actually really good.
Meanwhile, in the SEC, you've got just the fact that Nick Saban is Nick Saban means that Mark Richt is out in Georgia, and he'll land another job sometime soon. And then that whole Les Miles Michigas down there, my God, they're going to fire him. They're going to fire him. And then, wait a second, we're not firing him, and you like him, and now we're not firing him. What was that?
What the hey?
At the third quarter, the athletic director peered his head out of the box and bowed to the will of the people and, you know, stuck his hand out and put the thumb up. And all of a sudden, Les Miles, you are staying. Yay! I give you what you want, masses. It's silly. You know, the SEC is just a strange place. And, you know, Georgia, I get it, though. He's been around long enough. It's 15 years. He's not going to win a national championship there. Everyone likes him. He's acknowledged as a really good guy in the industry. He's a nice head coach. You want him to be the face of your program, but there's another side that says, you know what, he's just not mean enough. You sort of need that real jerkweed streak, I think, to combat a lot of these other SEC teams. And it's hard. I mean, that's the SEC world that you're living in, and that you know, you can be really good and it's not good enough. I mean, you have all these fan bases that want to play for the national championship, that want to get in the playoff, but there's 14 programs. All of them are pretty good. Even the Vanderbilts and Kentuckys are all right. And then, you know, what happens is that, you know, yeah, if you win 10 games a year, that's nice, not good enough. So it's an impossible situation for these guys.
You know, I was going to ask you, I saw, is Rick being interviewed by Maryland? Was that true? I thought I saw an item today about it.
He's being interviewed by everybody. He is going around. It's Miami. It's Maryland. Everyone but Illinois. I thought he would have been the absolute perfect head coaching hire at USC. I don't know what you want to talk about punting. That Clay Helton thing had better work for USC, because that was the number one sweetest of the sweet gigs that were out there, and they just sort of handed it over to a guy. You know, they didn't go A-list, they didn't go anything else, but I thought Mark Richt would have been that hire there. Didn't happen, but now he's not going to Maryland. I mean,
that's bad, isn't it?
Yeah, you don't want that. So he's going to coach somewhere. He can pretty much pick and choose. If he wanted to coach at South Carolina, he can coach at South Carolina. If he wants the Miami gig, he can have the Miami gig. I think it has to breathe a little bit. But yeah, it's crazy because, you know, this is happening so fast and right now because everyone wants to get their guy in place. But the problem is also a lot of these main candidates are still working. I mean, you can't interview a Kirby Smart quite yet, the defensive coordinator of Alabama, because, you know, the guy's got bigger fish to fry at the moment. So there are a lot of programs out there in a holding pattern, and some are going to try to jump the gun and get guys like Mark Richt.
All right, before we let you go, Michigan State and Iowa for that last spot. How do you break it down?
I don't know. You are what your record is if you're Bill Parcells. And, you know, Iowa, I don't think they're that great, but they're, you know, there's only two undefeated teams left. They sort of find a way. It's completely glossed over. They actually blew out Northwestern, and they've, you know, they beat Wisconsin. And, you know, they've gotten it done so far. And Michigan State, all right, they're finding it at the right time. But they've also been flaky throughout the year. But maybe this, like we just talked about with Ohio State, maybe this is where the team has stepped up and said, all right, now it's time to play. And they're about to show something big. But I think Michigan State wins. I just not that sold on Iowa. I know I keep saying I'm going to keep picking at Iowa and Clemson, and they're going to lose, and then I'll eventually be right. But I think Michigan State wins this.
As long as it's not picking Nebraska against them.
How did I become Mr. Nebraska first?
Well, you are Nebraska.
You're Herbie
Husker.
I'm
wearing the big hat.
Yep.
I am hip. I am not Mr. Nebraska.
I am hip reference.
Thank you.
Wow. Got a little Jarvis Redwine in there next.
Man.
Wow. All right, Pete. Thank you.
Later, guys.
Love you, Pete.
Pete Futek. We'll turn our attention to the professional ranks next. Hub Arkish and the Bears and the NFL. Don't go anywhere. You got Boers and Bernstein on the Score.
Sports Radio 670 The Score is your official home for all primetime NFL games through the Super Bowl. A production of Westwood One Sports.
Hey, it's Flo, and this is my impression of someone who is terrible at giving directions. So you get on the 506, or it's the 605, and on the left past the new food truck, but not the new one, there's a six-way stop that's kind of like comparing Progressive's direct rate with our competitors' rates on Progressive.com, but not. Then take a right at the tree that looks like that guy from that show. You know, that guy that does a thing and everyone's like, ha-ha!
Directing you to rates in one place at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
Hey there, guys. It's Matt Abaticola. If it's time for a haircut, you got to go see my friends at Supercut. See, you'll get an expertly styled haircut that will make you look sharp and ready to take on your day. Supercuts provides a complimentary hot towel finish to remove stray hairs from your face and neck. Their refreshing tea tree shampoo and conditioning service includes an invigorating scalp massage and a warm steam towel finish for your face. It's all included. And do what I do. Skip the wait and check in at supercuts.com or download their mobile app today. And guys, if you're tired of that salt and pepper look, ask about their gray blending service. For more information and the location nearest you, go to supercuts.com.
If you or someone you know is addicted to drugs or alcohol, please store this number or call right now. 1-800-417-7740. That's 1-800-417-7740. By calling the Addiction Rehab Specialist, you're taking the first steps to recovery. Their advisors are ready to match you with a proven 5-star treatment center that will help you end your drug or alcohol addiction once and for all.
Don't waste any more time with drugs or alcohol. Your future is still a bright place. Let the addiction rehab specialist help you break your addiction to drugs and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential. And if you have private insurance, there'll be little to no cost to you. Even if you've already been to treatment, give us a call. There's no need to let drugs and alcohol ruin your life. Take the first step now. Call the addiction rehab specialist at 1-800-417-7740. That's 1-800-417-7740. 1-800-417-7740.
This is a special alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers on back taxes, resulting in back taxes reduced by thousands of dollars. An open phone line has been